Blog Talk Radio.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money.
This folds back to the glass is half full. if you find an opportunity and seize it, and your results aren't what you anticipated, those results still give you the necessary feedback you need to make the next correct decision. So whether you gain from it profitably through a marker of success, say like an accumulation of wealth, or you gain knowledge and experience, in either case, if you see the glass as half full, you have been rewarded for that opportunity. Another great thing about millionaires is they always have a master plan. We talked about this on Saturday's show. Millionaires may not have every single detail of their future mapped out, but they do have some sort of sense of what the next steps ahead are. Somewhere, some people have some sense in their mind of the steps that they're going to take in life. It doesn't have to be perfect, but you have to have a direction to go in. An example is researchers surveyed the Yale class of 1953 and found that 3% had written down financial goals for their futures at their college graduation. When the group reconvened in 1973, this 3% of the class that had started their careers with some kind of plan controlled more combined net worth than the other 97% of their graduating class combined. That illustrates the power of planning and written goals. Another value that millionaires hold is that they feel entitled to the money that they've earned. Do you feel good about money? Do you have a scarcity mentality where you feel like there may not quite be enough to go around? Or perhaps, do you feel guilty if you have more than someone else does? If you believe that millionaires are scrambling to gobble more of the pie at the expense of other people, you are not thinking like a millionaire. Millionaires feel justified and worthy in their use of money. And you should too. You invest your time in actually working. You invest your money in the form of education and other collateral materials necessary to effectuate your job. And you've become emotionally engaged in the projects, and you have pride of ownership when you produce something of value and you're recognized for it. Why shouldn't you be able to enjoy the fruits of those labors? You should, and millionaires do. Millionaires also know the ups and downs of investing. For example, in the book The Millionaire Next Door, wealthy Americans outlined the prototypical American millionaire as a fastidious investor, which someone who on average invested between 15 and 20% of their household income every year. This is an incredible book to read because it makes you feel like being a millionaire is even more attainable if you just adopt the habits of the financially successful. Most millionaires live beneath their means, and they make it a point to save well over what they spend. Millionaires also find ways to make money doing what they love. Someone with a millionaire focus will always find a way to turn his talents and passions into a lucrative endeavor. If you're a teacher and that's a career you love, and you have a millionaire mindset, you might be able to maximize your earnings as an educator by making a series of educational tapes that go outside your current day-to-day and educate others who are interested in the knowledge you have to share but may not be attending your classes currently. Millionaires also have lots of supporters. Not the type of supporters that are fair weather friends when you're busy picking up the check and paying for an entourage. Millionaires surround themselves with people who believe in them and support their ideas. One goal I have always accomplished consistently was to surround myself with people who I perceived in my mind were better than me financially. They had more money, they were more successful, and they enjoyed their lives more. And I felt if I could spend time with them, that those traits would rub off on me. So I'm always trying to raise the bar on myself, and folks that are, in your estimation, ahead of you are usually the folks who are willing to help you the most. There's a mentality among millionaires that there's room for more. They have an abundance mentality. They believe that there's always more to make, more to come, and more to create. And so a millionaire will welcome your eagerness and desire to join their ranks. They won't be threatened, because they know the laws of karma. And whatever you do in this lifetime, good, bad, or indifferent, comes back to you tenfold. And they have a please join us mentality, and they'll extend their hand and help you climb that ladder of success to be with them. Finally, millionaires have a quality in their personality that they know that they could do it all over again. Millionaire personalities have a perception of work that it's just part of life, and they're confident in their ability to make money. If you took it all away, they could still go back and start all over again and be successful. They're confident in their abilities. And many of them have failed businesses to their credit before their one business took them over the top. There are also people that may never retire because they enjoy what they do so much and can't imagine a life without it. Now, fully and completely integrate these habits now. See yourself in this way. Look forward into the future and watch how differently people will respond to you. Imagine yourself with these successes already. Let these ideas inspire your intention for the day. Your intention could simply be, for this moment, I am going to save money instead of making this spending decision. Or your intention for the day could be grandiose, like, I am going to fill the world with my positive energy. Or you could even fall somewhere in between, like, I will lead my family to make better financial decisions by being the first one in my family to do so. Create some affirmations with these tools as well to reinforce what you have just integrated into your personality. That's your millionaire nuts and bolts for this Tuesday, May 25th. Remember to tune in tomorrow for the Midweek Update right here on Blog Talk Radio. And as always, our Saturday show at 9 a.m., 2 hours of powerful persuasion to help you purvey your own prosperity. How's that for some alliteration first thing in the morning? Be sure to visit our website at www.unlockyourwealth.com for more prosperity building tools to put in your toolbox. I'm Heather Wagenhall. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And here's to your financial independence.